Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Enterprise. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health candy, baby.
You know him is.
To
seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ Smell So Good. And international
call. Interface complete.
Chosen a few. See, baby, I'm adored by them all, but I'm closer to you. But you, yo, you only come around when you feel you need it. And you won't talk to me unless I beg you to. So the ignorant man in me acts like a nigga and calls you a senior. And like any lover who's been scorned, baby, you bounce and give me time to contemplate my actions. You see, lack of appreciation dictates that you vacate my space. So I see you at the venue the next night, spending time with the next man. And it's like the two of you, I'm laughing in my face. But he can't play with you the way that I do. And he don't stay up with you in the wee hours of the night, making sure you feel right. In other words, baby, what I'm saying is, he ain't me. But your attitude is like that dude from Amistad, you see. Every time I try to get close to you, you keep yelling out, give us free. So yeah, maybe it's time I moved on. Get back together with that hip-hop chick. We'll have a menage a trois with rhythm and blues and get my groove on, you see. You're right, don't make me wrong. And 16 bars don't make a hot song. And regardless of all the stress and BS that you put me through, baby, with you, it's where I feel I belong. So for the next hour or two, I'm going to sit here and make love to this bottle of Henny and hope that you come back to me. See, baby, real, recognize real, and even a blind man can see that I can't do this without you. So today and every day, I'm going to say that I love every single thing about you. See, baby, when you speak, I get weak. And when we make love between the sheets, our passion gives hope to any lonely soul who needs it. To each and everyone within earshot who receives it, believe it, this is true. Baby, you need me just like I need you. See, this ain't a Bobby and Whitney type thing. This is a Malcolm and Betty Shabazz type thing. This is a Martin or Greta Scott King type thing. See, what we have here ain't puppy love and can't be described as just some silly fling. See, baby, I'm in love with the lust that is you because you allow me to do what I love to do. And I understand that I'm not your only man. And I heard that you had a couple of chicks on the side too. So I just wait for your call to wake me up in the middle of the night so I can dictate, recreate, and recite another part of my life. And if I could marry you, baby, I'd make you my wife. But I can't, and we've been playing this silly game for just a long while. So I see you at the venue the next night, and when it's my time to shine on the mic, I'll just smile and introduce the world to our love child. Misunderstood. Misunderstood. Misunderstood.
Wonderful sounds of E. Moore. That's Eric Moore right there, ladies and gentlemen, opening this thing up. It's your boy DJ Smell So Good in the building, you know what I'm saying, a little hoarse because, you know, we had a little good time at the club last night. Shouts out to Coco's Lounge, and everybody show some love, man, for the Thursday night, ladies night, you know what I'm saying, held it down. This is Featured Friday. We got a lot of special guests going to be on the show today. And we got Miss Rita Shelby, you know what I'm saying, holding it down for the California jazz artists out there. She's a, you know, black female coming through to hold it down. To me, she's a jazz phenomenon. If y'all hear the music, you already know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Very beautiful woman. And, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Miss Computer Lady, a.k.a. Miss Hawkins, for sending her my way. And we're going to have a beautiful day. Also, I got my dog, Deuce, representing 813 right here in Tampa Bay, Florida. He's going to be on the show. We're going to be hitting him up for discussing about two tracks, you know what I'm saying? And, excuse me for a minute. And then a little special thing happened to your boy. Shouts out to Miss Michelle, going to be calling up for the two-man army. And I want to give your boy Smell So Good an interview on my own show. So, yeah, that's what Feature Friday is all about. So it's all about indie artists, man, indie artists or entertainers. If you're doing something in the industry, you know what I'm saying, and you ain't commercialized, you know, I deal with you and I can vibe with you. So that's what we're all about right here on Record the Game Radio, a.k.a. the Starship Smelly Prize. It's going down real big. I got somebody on the line already, you know what I'm saying, and the show ain't even started yet. But that's how we get down, you know what I'm saying. This goes down each and every day, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then we take this show over to California, San Jose, California. Shouts out to the 408. And we be down there on Goofy Bone, you know what I'm saying, Straight Load Records on. And we do that from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. So you get 4 hours of radio, man, off the chain, uncut, uncensored. And if you missed my show yesterday and the day before, I covered the Willie Lynch letter of 1712. You don't know nothing about that, you definitely need to run them episodes back. It was part 1, 2, and 3. And went in on it, you know what I'm saying. Shouts out to everybody who participated and actually, you know what I'm saying, learned something from the lesson. So that's the Willie Lynch letter, 1712. You don't know nothing about that, go to www.thetalkingdrum.com and check out some more info, man. But before I do that, I'm going to go ahead and bring up some people. At the sound of the beam, people, you was live on L. You know what I'm saying? Until you hear the beam, you was not up in here. And that's how I do it. You know what I'm saying? When we get into it. And just to let y'all know, y'all, what kind of show y'all coming to, man. You know, I want no smart asses up on here.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
All right. And we do a this affirmative action. Shout out to my little retarded homeboy.
Timmy!
You know what I'm saying? Holding it down on the ship. And that's how we do. We represent, you know what I'm saying, worldwide. You know, we up here sipping on a little something, something.
Let's shake them up together.
Shake them up? What's that?
It's a great new taste of ice cold Thunderbird with grapefruit juice. Just pour the juice in the bottle and...
Shake them up, shake them up, Thunderbird and grapefruit juice. Shake
them
up.
That's a shake them up.
Wow, totally together.
Thunderbird and grapefruit juice.
Now you get some.
Thunderbird and grapefruit juice. Shake them up.
Yeah, man, I shake them up. Let's go ahead and beam some people in, people. Let's get this show started. 818 to the 813. Y'all is in the building live on the Starship Smelly Prize. What's happening?
What's going on?
All right, we got Mr. T. Collins, Mr. Beat Rock up in the building. Okay, hold on. Somebody ain't say hello.
Hello.
818, you was in the building.
Yes. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
DJ Smell So Good.
Yes.
This is Jazzy Rita Shelby.
Miss Shelby, listen. I know your voice. I know your voice like I'm in your family or something.
Okay.
Yeah,
did I call in on the right line?
Yeah, you called in. You just called in a little early. You know, I normally, you know, wait a little minute and get a couple little songs out the way. But it's a blessing. Hey, you know, you showing your professionalism by being here, you know what I'm saying, before the show starts.
Okay.
And I do appreciate it. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm wonderful. I mean, it's still early out on the left coast, you know.
Yeah. It's 9 in the morning. You just had that cup of coffee.
shoes, man. We still rolling over turkey stuff is still rolling around in our intestines, you know, turkey and pie and dressing. I'll keep the jazz before you. It's all good, and I'm very delighted to speak with you. Congratulations on your show.
Yeah, thank you very much. I've been doing this for a little minute, and been holding it down for people as yourself, and this is what I'm all about, you know, indie artists and unsigned entertainment. I also got a homo of mine on the line. This is another artist, and this is what I do here. When I do interviews, I kind of open you up to the world, so it's not you're not going to get no one-sided interview just from me. So if somebody, you know what I'm saying, might have something on their mind, like they might be interested in doing a collabo with you or something.
Okay.
So I have a homeboy on the line from Tampa representing Beat Rocker Productions. His name is T. Collins. Mr. T. Collins, this is Miss Rita Shelby. Uh-oh, he done hung up.
Okay.
He at work. Yeah, he at work. He be calling me because he at work. So.
Okay.
He'll call back.
His call would be a monitor for quality assurance.
Yeah. He'll call. Well, no, he wants to make sure that he, you know, one thing I do require in order to keep your music in rotation here on the show is if you don't have fans calling in to at least request your music, then you need to be calling in yourself.
All right.
But I do prefer fans. I don't care if it's your cousin, your sister, little brother, whoever's listening to your music and likes your music, those need to be the people that's contacting radio stations and requesting your music, not
Absolutely.
You.
Right.
You know, and but I do this each and every Tuesday night. I do open mic night, and I explain this to the artists. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of artists just want to come and they're hungry to get into the industry, but they don't know how to get into the industry. And they watch their friends, but their friends is just as blind as they are. So it's the blind leading the blind. And then when they come to the shows and stuff, nobody, you know, kind of instructs them on how this needs to really go. And every time you do a show, this is what I tell them. You come out and you do it like you finna perform for the president.
That's right.
And I don't care if you at a bar, a hole-in-the-wall bar with two people, and it's a patron and the bartender. That's your audience. And you got to rock it till the wheels fall off and then go about your business. But you never know who them two people might be, because them two people might be cousins to the president. And boom, and now he done sent your name to the, you know what I'm saying, to the man up high, and now you opening up for the president.
That's right. When you, no matter what you do, if you're an artist, if you're a speaker, if you're a pastor, first of all, you do it as unto the glory of the Almighty, you know. And you're right, you never know who anybody is, but you do the same show. If two people show up or 2 million people show up, you give from that same place, because it, especially for independent artists, it's going to be that word of mouth that's going to break you in the beginning anyway, unless you have enough money to roll out a huge, huge marketing and promotional campaign. You've got to impress. You've got to lock and load every person you encounter. Everybody's not going to like the music. Everybody's not going to get who you are. Everybody's not going to appreciate your own special brand. But don't worry about that. You do your very best, and you reach the people that you're ultimately going to reach. And every time you gain a new friend or a new fan, it's a major home run, especially for independent artists. The problem that we have now, though, is that we do have so much access to so much free entertainment that an audience really, you know, has the luxury of being a non-participating audience member. You know, you used to have to go out and buy the record because you would only catch it so often on the radio. You couldn't go home and listen to it on the computer. You couldn't carry it around in your pocket. You couldn't listen to it for free on a cable station. So, I mean, these are luxuries that we all enjoy, but sometimes it makes it a lot more difficult for that artist to see that money finally rolling back around into their bank accounts, or, you know, into their cover charges or ticket sales. But you just have to have a lot of heart and continue to educate people about how they can support your music if they want to keep you around. So I think
where exactly is your background come from?
Okay. Well, I think what we should do for the benefit of those who just
Yeah, because you kind of just jumped right in on me, and this is.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry,
let's run this all the way back. We're gonna run this all the way. Hold on. Let me get my introduction up, and then we can go from there. Let me get my cheat notes up real quick. And if anybody want to know more information about Miss Rita Shelby, you can go to www.musicsubmit.com. And if I'm, you know, I believe it's just this one site that you can check out a couple of her tracks and get a brief bio. That's musicsubmit.com/Rita Shelby. That's RitaShelby. And when you go onto the website, you see a little general information about her, get a little brief description. Her style is jazzy, sultry, with slick lyrics. She has a vocal delivery from classic to straight ahead with a hint of soul. She is a new lady for the day, and this is Miss Rita Shelby. Oh, you need a hand clap. My bad. I'm supposed to do my hand claps and stuff. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I missed all my cues. You know, missed all my cues to bring you in and stuff. My bad. You know, hey. This is uncut, unscripted radio. You know what I'm saying? This is uncut, unscripted radio.
Ooh, thank you.
There we go, people. You know what I'm saying? Get that proper introduction. You know what I'm saying? This is the beautiful Miss Rita Shelby. And I know y'all hear the music in the background. We're going to use that as our theme music and to get a little brief synopsis of Miss Shelby's background. And on submit.com, musicsubmit.com, you actually can read the full bio on Miss Shelby. And would you like me to do the bio on you?
Well, you know what? It is my pleasure to be your guest. So go on and get your
host. Let me give y'all the full rundown on Miss Shelby. This is, she has a quite extensive background, so we're gonna get into it like this. LaRita, A.K.A. Miss Rita Shelby, is already a veteran performer in radio, TV, and film. Most know her smooth and rich voice from having worked with radio giants like Lee Bailey of Radioscope, Tom Joyner, down here in Tampa, you know what I'm saying, hold it down, Tavis Smiley, or the World Space Digital Network. It means she's worldwide. A deeper probe reveals her earlier radio days at WDIA, KGFJ, and AFRTS, and her TV and film appearances in A Different World, which we all know, you know what I'm saying, Martin, which we all know, Walk by Faith, which some people know, or the classic South Central, which we all know because everybody, you know what I'm saying, seen South Central. Miss Rita Shelby is also a vibrant entertainer, song stylist, and songwriter with a lifelong passion for music. Her mother, the late Florence Hawkins, R.I.P., was a gospel musician who taught her to sing and play while at her side. Rita has studied various forms of music, and she has further developed her skills over the past several years. The result is her debut album, A Date with a Song, which features 10 songs written by Rita Shelby and longtime musical comrade Willie Daniels. Shouts out to Willie Daniels. Mrs. Rita, yeah, you could, I'm going to get into that too because I see how the spelling is spelled. Mrs. Rita has been praised for her slick and catchy lyrics and melodies that are enveloped by infectious chords constructed by Mr. Daniels. Players include, and these are special shout outs to Smitty Smith, Arthur Washington, Michael Wells, Warren Connor, Stafford Floyd, Andre Fisher, Bobby Watson, John Chiodini. Am I saying that right?
Chiodini.
Okay, and the legendary Mike Melvin. If I'm pronouncing y'all name wrong, excuse me, I'm from the South, so it's, yeah. Along with sax man Aaron Fletcher, Gene Van Buren, Earl the Juice Johnson, and more. L.A. Times jazz critic Don Heckman predicted that Rita had star potential when he saw her host the Starlight Jazz Serenade 10 years ago. She was already a star, y'all. A Date with a Song reveals Rita's sultry style that ranges from warm and witty notations like those in Sour Citrus, Holding Down This 40, Old Man's Girl, and Drink You Some Act Right, to the heartfelt and poignant tunes like Cherish the Moment, and This Is Where I Draw the Line. The classic appeal of the title track, A Date with a Song, is sure to stand the test of time. Shelby's voice is tinged in melodies that hint of jazzy tones from days gone by. Rita Shelby is a new lady for the day. And she gives special thanks to and shouts out to Richard Nash, Vita Nash, Ruby Wilson, Lee Bailey, and Mr. Charles Wright, just to name a few. And if you all like to contact Ms. Rita after this interview, please hit her up at 2jazzy@sbcglobal.net, SB Music, and can I put the phone number out?
No, just give the email.
Okay,
and we'll
just the email.
Email.
Yeah, okay, there you go. And that's all y'all need. So hit her up at 2jazzy@sbcglobal.net, and that's SB Music, you know what I'm saying? And check out on submitmusic.com/Rita Shelby, and it's also another link I got for you. You can check out also on www.airplaydirect.com/Rita Shelby. And it's also myspace.com, right? /Rita Shelby.
Right.
All
right.
Of them the same. Keeping it real. So yeah, check out definitely on the MySpace.
Yeah, and since it's Black Friday, you can go to Amazon.com and put in Rita Shelby.
What? Oh,
yeah.
Snap.
Yeah,
for Black Friday. Yeah, and listen, people. Black Friday means you just need to support all your black artists. That's it. Because you ain't going to get no savings in the stove. So go ahead and save your money and spend it on the artist and support. And Ms. Rita Shelby can be found on Amazon.com. Or matter of fact, if y'all go on my, if you go on www.blogtalkradio.com/SmellyBTR, which is my actual show page, at the top, they can click on your album cover. And it'll take them straight to Amazon.com for a purchase.
Okay,
bam.
Yeah, I'm kind of new to the whole Blog Talk Radio thing. My login so I could see the chat room, but I forgot my login information. But
now
I want to give a shout out to my drummer, Jimmy Watlington. I don't know if he's listening, but he's
another
of the wonderful guys who played on the album. But Jimmy has been with us almost from the beginning as well. He appears with Willie Daniels and I in the movie Walk by Faith. And when we play locally, which is not a whole lot, but when we do play locally, we're very blessed to have Mr. Jimmy as our number one drummer for the T-Jazzy crew. So shout out to Jimmy and Leo and Willie Daniels.
And that's what I was going to ask you. Since you are a solo artist, I mean, do you have like a specific band that kind of follows you around place to place, or?
Well, like I said, when we play locally, we got Jimmy Watlington on drums, Willie Daniels on keys, and bassist of late has been Leo Velasquez. But we've also had Lindsey Redman in the past. We had Smitty Smith to play on a track for us, and Smitty is just a renowned bass player in the industry. Right, I love my home band. I'm spoiled. I want to take those guys with me wherever we go. But there may be gigs in the future where I get to fit in with somebody else, or I take just the foundations of my band and add on some other players. So I'm really new in the game as an artist. I'm not a new singer. I'm not a new industry person. I've been around the industry forever, but I never dreamed that we would come this far and then have to go the independent route. I believe strongly in the music, so we had to make that choice just to continue to make it happen. So there's a lot that's fallen on me that's still brand new from an administrative standpoint. So we'll put the bands together as need be, but if I have my way, these guys will go with me wherever I go.
Right. Dang, that is deep. Now, you do have an extensive background. What got you, I mean, what did you start out as? Were you always jazz, or were you R&B and switched to jazz? Or?
Well, I was born into, you know, a gospel family. My mother played the piano, and I grew up sitting on the piano bench beside her and going with her to various churches that she played for when I was very, very young. And I lived with her up until the time I was going to the third grade. And when I got into third grade, I moved to Washington, D.C. with my auntie and my uncle. My mother went on to Detroit to keep pursuing her music. And it was in Washington, D.C. in junior high school that I was introduced to jazz, but I still didn't understand the depth of
the
genre
music
that it would
yeah.
have for the rest of my life. I knew that I loved it. I knew it was special. I mean, I loved the classical music was great. Gospel was fine. I was really encouraged to, you know, try to be that big, strong, gritty gospel singing girl. You know, I could belt. Definitely growing up, I loved theater. I was a theater major in college. So, you know, you got to do show tunes. But it wasn't until I would say about 8 years, within the last 8 years or so, that I just stepped into my own as far as jazz was concerned. You know, for many of us, you know, by the years between 30 and 39, I'm always going to be 39. The years between 30 and 39 is when you really, really start to grow up. You start to go through things. You start to realize that maybe life isn't all that you thought it would be. Or you learn life lessons, and out of those life lessons and struggles, I decided that I was going to proceed in a way that where I could be most true to myself in every area, not just in music, in relationships, and everything. And so I had a little talk with the father, and I said, okay, well, if I'm going to ever sing again, I don't want it to be about pressure and conforming to what I believe I'm expected to be. You know, as a young black female singer, you know, there's a way we expect people to come out now. We expect them to dress a certain way, dance a certain way, And so I just kind of surrendered to let this gift flow through me in the most natural way. And when I did that, that's when I remembered my love for jazz. That's when I went back and remembered the ease with which some of our legendary jazz singers have just expressed who they are. And that's when the great body of material that's on this album started just giving birth, you know. It just started coming through. And I was blessed to reconnect with Willie Daniels, a high school buddy of mine, and we sang in the jazz, choir. And he decided...
Jazz choir. Wow.
Well, it was a swing choir, but we did mostly jazz-type music. And I explained my vision to Willie. Willie was not so much transitioning from gospel in terms of leaving it behind, but he was ready to spread his wings from gospel. And so we've been together musically ever since, and I'm so happy.
Man, that is. And a date with the song. What was the motivation? What was the inspiration behind the title of the album?
Well, you know what? That can be taken literally as well as metaphorically speaking. During the last 10 years, I became divorced. My son will be 12 in a couple of weeks, so we're talking having a 4 or 5-year-old child, you know, 2, 3, 4-year-old child. So, you know, I'm home. I'm not all over the place on Friday nights. I'm not interested in dating. I mean, guys are cool, love is good, I still believe in love, but that's just not where my interest was, you know.
Right.
It just was not. And I had such a peace when it came to my music. I had such a, there was just a companionship with the genre, with the essence of music that I could not explain. It was just almost spiritual. And even now, if I go through things, you know, I know when I'm getting better and I'm moving on the other side of things, when I can joke about it and when I can write a song about it. And there in the music, in the album that we are telling people about, A Date With A Song, you know, it's pretty much a tapestry of my life and some of the things that I've gone through and some of the things that millions of people are going through right now. If I could tell that story in the music, then it was like, you know, my mother holding my hand. If I could tell the story in the music, it was like getting to Washington to be at the bedside of my dear, dear, dear auntie as she was getting older and as her health was failing. You know, if I could write it in a song, you know, a date with a song, then I could feel music enveloping me the way that I wish and dream that, you know, love will finally manifest for me in my own life. So out of that, now, oddly enough, as I'm going further in this journey as an adult, I'm connecting with other people who love music and understand music at that level. And it is just like, it's like finding the family that you never knew you had.
Yeah, that is real. I started listening to jazz, honestly, when I went to the military. And after I left, when I got to Fort Campbell, Kentucky, it wasn't no urban stations, you know. It wasn't no stations playing hip-hop and rap and R&B. All it was country, talk, and jazz. That's all we had to choose from. So where am I going? I went to the jazz, you know. That, I don't know, talk about killing your dog and my mama left me and all that. No. I don't do that in the country. And rock and roll, I listen to all music. I mean, I'm a international DJ. It don't matter to me what kind of music it is. If it has a nice beat or has a nice message, you know, I'm a vibe to it. So when it comes to getting exposed to the jazz, it kind of just took over. And now that's pretty much all I listen to. I mean, when people getting in the car with me and I'm riding, it's normally on the jazz station. Cause I hate the FM, AM radio station that just play the top 10 crap songs over and over and over and over and over. So
that's
I listen
right,
to jazz
yeah.
to get a break, you know what I'm saying, break from the monotony of just the same old stuff that's on the FM, AM radio stations. It's like an
outlet. You're right. Now, you said something else that we kind of have in common. When were you in the military, by the way?
Oh, I'm 31, so... Oh, that was in the 90s. I got out in 99. Did 3 years. So went over to Germany. Ich spreche sie Deutsch. And been to Italy. Been a couple of different places. So I'm very well-rounded. You know, I've been outside my box. Put it that way. And I know how to get outside my box.
Well, first of all, as a military serviceman, I just want to say thank you. And secondly, as you saw in my bio, I don't know why you didn't hear my show when you were in the military, but I was on the air worldwide on Armed Forces Television and Radio Services.
I've been out for a little minute. When I looked at AFR, I'm like, wait a minute. That's a little television thing that they always talk about. Yeah, Armed Forces.
Yeah, Armed Forces Radio and Television Services. I was on the air for 7 years. I was on the air between 90 and 97. I was on the air during Desert Storm, and I actually visited Frankfurt, Germany, and Berlin, and Kaiserslautern, also known as K-Town.
I was there.
I was there for the 50th anniversary of the Armed Forces Network Europe, along with Mr. Don Tracy, who was a front runner for urban radio on the Armed Forces TV and Radio Services Network. So between Don Tracy and I, for many years, we were part of a select group of jocks that were commissioned to bring the urban music to our troops, and to not just our troops, but we had shadow audiences worldwide. So we definitely were there. I was in the field. I met some of your fellow servicemen and women in Korea and also in Japan and also in Germany, and it was my absolute pleasure and honor to do so. So I just want to say thank you for serving, and one of the things that I did with my show on Armed Forces Radio was to circumvent the very thing that you're talking about that happens on commercial radio, where you only hear a handful of artists. So I was able to really, really shine the light on a cross-section of artists and, you know, let them get that love and the exposure that they so needed worldwide. So thank you, DJ.
Thank you. Honestly, when I walk around in the streets, I'll shake a soldier's hand because, I mean, it's so sad, at least down here in Tampa. I mean, we got at least 100, over 100 people that sleep every single night on the courthouse steps just so they can be arrested, just so they have a place to stay, at least for the night. I mean, that's past sad when I just watched when they had the National Breast Cancer Walk and all that. But they put out like over 400 or 500 tents in this big old field, just so these walkers can come and just rest they self before they keep walking. But I'm like, well, if that's the case, why you got all these people sleeping on the courthouse front lawn and you just don't throw out a bunch of tents and a sleeping bag inside of it, call it a tax write-off, and then let them get it how they live. But do something.
Yeah, you know, and speaking of do something, I will forward you some information about a gentleman. I don't know if you've had him on the show already, an artist out there in the jazz world named Mr. Brian O'Neill, and he started the Dew Foundation for that very purpose, to raise awareness on, he says, what we can do for the homeless, but I want to say what else we can do, because there are people who are doing something or the number would be triple.
But they're veterans, too.
Yeah, there are people who are doing something. I believe that the focus of that foundation is to encourage people who aren't doing anything to do something, and those who are doing something to first say thank you to them and then encourage others to join in to see what else we can do.
We got Miss Computer Lady is up in here. She's saying, hey, the... Miss Rita, she's in the chat room. I don't know if you the guest in the chat
computer
room?
Computer lady. Okay, I can see it, but I forgot.
Okay, you can't.
I forgot my password.
Let me ask, are you on Facebook?
Yes, I am.
Okay, now this is a new thing that Blog Talk Radio started. You can actually sign in with your Facebook information.
Well, I don't know if that will that cancel the previous information that I input. I just got to look for it. I'm on so many sites now, and I promise
I'm going to remember
all the passwords and I write
you
them
like
down.
Me. You like
yeah. Well, hi, Miss Computer Lady. Miss Computer Lady is a Hawkins, so we'll have to, Miss Computer Lady, you'll have to email me later, because who knows, we might be related. We might be related because I'm a Hawkins. My last name is Shelby, but I'm a bona fide Hawkins. My mother was Florence Hawkins, and I was raised, reared, guided, and girded by the Hawkins family in Memphis, Tennessee, but they came from Georgia. But we'll talk about that later.
That's what I was just going to ask, too. Like, what is your – and now I know you're in California, but, I mean, that's kind of where most people migrate, I guess, to better their careers. But they're not – most people are not originally from California. Are you originally born and raised in California?
Oh, no, sir. I was born I was born in Nashville, Tennessee. That's where my mother was when I was born. But they grew up, my family, the Hawkins family, grew up in Memphis, Tennessee. They migrated there after living in Athens, Georgia. Most of them are all dead now, or they would slap me for, you know, Athens is the deep south, you know. And so, you know, they claim Memphis, which is a little further north, but you know how it was back in the day. Nobody wanted to be from the deep, deep south. But I love my family. My mother is Florence Hawkins. My grandparents were Walter and Willie G. Hawkins. And I'm so, so grateful to have been a part of that family and how they raised us, and just to see the things that their children and grandchildren are doing all over the world. So thank you to my ancestors. Woo-woo. We got to play some music, DJ.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. That's what I was just going to say. I was like, hey, we need to...
And let them
I got a couple of, I got four tracks. I want to, I got four tracks. And then actually, I just want to know which one is like your favorite. I have Cherish the Moment, Draw the Line, Holding Down This 40, and You Say You Love Me.
Okay. Well, here's what I think I want to do. We have a song right now that is just blowing up in Las Vegas, and I want to thank my girl Joy LaShawn for getting it on the airwaves out there in Vegas, and I'll look for the call letters of that station in a minute. There's a song on the album called Holding Down This 40, and you got to listen to my lyrics, because, you know, they're slick and tricky. It's not talking about a 40-ounce. It's talking about a 40-hour. It's in 40 hours.
Oh, okay. See, yeah, those titles are misleading now, because you say you're staying at the 39. So I was like, okay, so she must be holding down, you know.
Coming into
her grown woman, and, you know, I'm holding this down.
You're welcome to play the music throughout the show today. I only have a few more minutes on the air with you because I got to get to rehearsal because I got a show coming up in Beverly Hills next month. But hold it down this 40. I'm going to send it out to everybody that's holding down their 40 hours a week, holding down their 40 hours a week while still holding on to a dream. It may be dangling by a thread, but if you're still holding on to a dream, if it's down there in your heart and you're holding on to your 40, this song is for you.
That's real. This is Miss Rita Shelby, y'all, live on the Starship Smelly Prize, a.k.a. Wrecking the Game Radio with your boy DJ Smell So Good. Featured on a Friday, this is how we do it. This is Holding Down This 40. Are you going to stay till after the song?
Yes, I will.
That's what I'm talking about. Coming right back with Miss Rita Shelby, y'all, Jazz Phenomenon. Going down. This is Holding Down This 40 off the new album, A Date With The Song. Y'all make sure y'all go pick that up off of Amazon.com or in your local store.
No collar, yeah. Here's a says something like this.
Will I be free?
Y'all know I play all kind of music on here, and all music is good music. But that right there, all I can say is,
wow! 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 All I can say is wow!
You know, I had to let him reiterate my feelings on that one. You know what I'm saying? Let me bring my guests back up in here. Let me beam them back in. 727, I'm beaming you up, too. You know what I'm saying? You live on the... Live on Starship. Let me go ahead and bring everybody in. 727, I see you on the line, holding it down, and they've got Miss Rita Shelby in the building. On the Starship Smelly Prize, people, let's make sure this is functioning correctly. Hold on just a second. Miss Rita, you don't hear yourself. Hold on just a second. Switches. Miss Rita, are you there? Okay, hold on 1 second. That's 727, are you there?
Yeah, I'm in the house.
All right. Hold on just a second. Bring Ms. Rita back up in here. Ms. Rita, are you
yes.
there?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, my switch is, you know, kind of sticky on me. I got to spray some lemon juice on it. You know, I'm in space right now.
You got potato salad still stuck on your fingernail. Come on now.
I'm actually in space. See, you know, after Thanksgiving, I'm actually in space. I do my show from a Starship.
God,
so, you know, I fly off and, you know, the food didn't sit too well as I was taking off. Yeah, I had spilled some gravy on my controllers. So, you know, that's why it's a little, you know, take a little time for me to get back to my regular scheduled program. But I am here. I am here, you know. And since we only got you for a few more minutes, because I got another interview coming up with, actually, it's going to be kind of funny. Because I got Miss Michelle from the CEO of Two Man Army, which is a group down here in Tampa, Florida, and she's interviewing me today.
Well, fantastic. Congratulations.
Yeah, so it's kind of funny because everybody been like, man, I want you to come on my show and interview. I'm like, well, I just don't feel like I'm that type of person. But, hey, you opened up the invitation, so I was like, well, come on my show and let's get it on. You know what I'm saying?
I'll
actually be after your interview.
All right.
Before Deuce, you know, and before Deuce. But let me get a couple of more contacts. Let me get at least your contact info. Like if somebody want to, do you do collabos first thing?
Well, we have to work out the logistics of it, you know, because I'm pretty stationary here in Los Angeles for the moment. And I have a small core of musicians that I already work with. But one thing I am interested in is working virtually.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's exciting to me. I composed a little melody and I emailed it to a friend of mine and like emailed it back with the music to it. And I was like, whoa, that was cool. You know, I never left my place. I don't have an extensive studio set up at my place.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the guys that I work with around town obviously have their own studios. So we'll see. I'll never say no. Many times it's just a matter of timing.
Right. Well, at least for myself, I mean, this online deal is taking me way beyond any you know, sending a regular CD in the mail. It takes me way further, you know what I'm saying, with at least as far as getting out music quickly. And I mean, like, when I say I'm finna get it there, it's there, you know, versus having to wait to get the CD in the mail and it's taking, you know, 3-4 days. How has the internet really impacted or helped, or has it helped or hindered, you know what I'm saying, your progress?
Well, you know, I mean, it's the information age that we're in. We're into instant access, and I'm really just starting to appreciate the benefits of that instant access. You know, having grown up and working in radio, I'm not technologically shy, you know, but there's a lot of applications that were still new to me. I pre-produced programs with post-production guys that are in Canada. You know, we go back and forth sending files. But when it came down to the actual music, I'm still kind of old-fashioned. I like to see a bio. I like to look at the CD. I like to, you know, open the cellophane and read the liners. But when it came to me being an independent artist, you know, there's a cost factor every time I send a package out the door. You know, there's a cost factor every time I make phone calls that do not get returned and they're out of state and I got to keep calling and calling and calling to see if somebody got a package. And sometimes they've misplaced it and you have to send it again. So, like I said, being an independent artist, everything hits you right there in the pocket until your project is making huge amounts of money. So as I'm learning more about what's been created for the independent artist, I'm really, really enjoying the benefits of reaching multiple sites at one time without leaving the house. When I signed up with MusicSubmit.com, I was delighted to know that they kind of take the guesswork out of it for the independent artist. And if you don't know about them, I really encourage you to look up MusicSubmit.com. For a very small fee, they are administrating my music being sent to like 650 radio outlets, music review sites, venues, anything that has to do with music in my particular genre. And so they break that down on a weekly basis. About 70 submissions go out per week for the next month or so. And then the people that respond are the people who are interested in your music. And still sometimes you have to send a CD out, which I'm happy to do. But at that time, I'm responding to somebody who already has an interest in my product. So that has been very successful, connecting with fans and meeting new people. I was ambivalent at first because, you know, I'm really online for the purposes of having intelligent conversations and networking
situations
that are about the music or about the business. Now, you know, with that, you'll meet friends who'll become personal friends, but there's a lot of riffraff. There's a lot of
stuff
on the internet
that
I'm not interested in.
Crap that comes along with the internet. Yes, there's a lot of success that you can gain from it, but the amount of spam and BS that you're going to get along the way, oh, yeah, you're going to have to put your boots on for it and wade through it.
I think, too, I mean, there have been, I tell you, DJ, even on MySpace, you know, you get a friend request, and sometimes I'll go and look at the site. I'll look at the person that's requesting my friendship, and sometimes I can tell from the pictures that they have on the site if that's where I'm supposed to be, you know, or what they're interested in. I'm like, okay, I'm here for the music, you know. I'm not here for the freak show, so thank you very much, but no thanks. And I'm very, very happy to say that I've met some wonderful people, some bona fide musicians and music fans and people who support independent artists like yourself, and I just want to say thank you.
Oh, yeah. And if it weren't for Ms. PC, I mean, honestly, I open myself up to anybody. If I'm waiting on a country singer to hit me up. Rock and roll, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what, you know, a DJ's responsibility is, to break unsigned artist music. That's your only sole job. That's the whole purpose of a DJ. Not a selector. I don't mean like sitting here and just playing songs like they do on the FMA and radio. Those are actually not DJs. Those are just, you know, selectors. That's what they are. That's what a Jamaican person calls a selector. Selector is just a person that grab a CD, pop it in, and just let the music play. A DJ is a person that actually focuses on a specific artist or artists and really focuses on breaking a record. Every time I'm up in the club, my artist name is John New, female rap artist. You know what I'm saying? Every single time, like now, I need everybody to call 727-578-9941, call Wild 94.1 and request Super D featuring John New, Take It On Down. I advertise her heavily, and that's a little subliminal, but you know, with pushing her, I stay dedicated, you know what I'm saying? And I've been pushing off since 2002. We've been seeing progress, you know what I'm saying? But let me ask you, because from what I've experienced, now, I mean, I've experienced some stuff, even with personal DJs, with her being a woman. How has that affected you, you know, and your success in really coming up in the industry, though?
Well, like I said, you know, it goes back to those family values that I got growing up. And my Aunt Mary used to always say, you know, Beanie, be a lady. My nickname was Beanie. Not a lot of people know that. But she'd say, Beanie, be a lady. And when you carry yourself, you know, in a certain way, and you just let that be known, pretty much, you know, people will get the message. And I'm very, very happy to say that I've been blessed. You know, I have out here in L.A., I have a lot of male friends. Of, you know, quite a few of them are like big brothers, little protectors for me.
Yeah.
And it's just the way that I carry myself and that I encourage other artists to do it. I mean, it could be on the flip side, too, you know, for male artists. But you have to look at what you're putting out there. If I'm definitely encouraging anyone that, you know, wants to, I think sexy is good. Sexy, that's wonderful. Get your sexy on. But, you know, what are you selling? Are you selling sex or are you selling the music? You know, are you saying that I don't believe that my fans can perceive me unless they think that, you know, I'm
gonna put your whole chest out there, your whole
exactly,
buttocks, and,
exactly,
and that's all you think you're gonna see from me. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's every, and again, I reiterate, that is everyone's choice. That is everyone's choice. I'm not judging their choices. I'm saying what works for me. And when you come to my show, it's warm, it's classy. You know, it may be a little sexy and sultry, but I want husbands and wives to be as comfortable at my show, you know, as a cute single guy back there at the bar, you know what I mean? As a table of, you know, sister girlfriends who got together for happy hour. You know, I want it to be that type of a warm and inviting environment, because my love first is for God, you know, then it's for my child, then it's for my music, and, you know, whatever else happens. But we want people to feel good. And that's what has been happening. You know, there's been a few couples that have come to my show. They've ended up getting married. One couple came to my show. They ended up getting remarried after so many years. So something is indeed happening. There's life and love and healing in the music. I'm excited about seeing this project being successful, so successful that I'm able to make more and more and more and more and more music, and even take some of the pressure off of me as an independent artist. It's fun. I love what I do, but it's a lot of pressure wearing so many hats. So I encourage your audience, if you're hurting the music, you as a customer should go to iTunes or Amazon or Rhapsody.com or Lala.com or eMusic.com or Last.fm. These are all sites where you can buy the music. We appreciate every sale, every download. That's the thing that's going to ultimately keep us going. And people like you, TJ, who are willing to open the microphone for us and give us a spin and let people judge for themselves.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I got somebody hailing me, actually. This might be a question for you. So let me bring them in real quick.
One second.
All right, 813, caller, you up in the building. How you doing? Welcome to the Starship Smelly Brass. What's happening?
What's up, Smelly? It's Deuce.
Oh, Deuce, what's happening? Oh, this is the other artist, Miss Rita. This is actually Deuce. I'll be featuring him a little later on. This is another artist that is representing Tampa, Florida down here.
Well, congratulations,
Deuce.
Thank you. Yeah, Deuce, this is Miss Rita Shelby, jazz artist out of California. You know what I'm saying? Holding it down. This is the interview that we're doing right now. Got you coming up, you know what I'm saying, shortly. You know,
all
stick
right
around. Hang out, you know what I'm saying? I also got Miss Michelle on the line from Two Man Army, you know what I'm saying? She's hanging out, and she's going to be interviewing me before I interview, though. So when I interview you, you're going to be taking us out of here. I don't know how you want to do it, Miss Michelle. You want me to go first, or you want me to interview Deuce? How you want to do it?
Well,
Yeah, because we actually need to step out the building. We are need to go to rehearsal for our Face Bay Idol competition. So my interview and presence with Human Army will probably take about maybe 10 minutes of your time today.
Oh, okay. All right. That'll work.
Well, DJ, why don't we do this? Let me leave everybody with a song, and I'm going to say goodbye to you so you can talk to the other wonderful people that you have waiting for you. I want to thank Miss Computer Lady. And you got Cherish the Moment, and you pushed the button on that one?
You just be rest assured you're in rotation, at least on this radio station and a Cali radio station. And at least Texas, because this is trilateral radio where I send music from Tampa, Florida to San Jose, California, and then from San Jose up to Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. So shouts out to my homeboys Goofy Bone and Seti Baby Powder Fresh J, and these are other hosts that actually have the same heart as me and want to see, you know, artists actually go somewhere in the business and not just stay stagnant. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, thank you so much.
Yeah. So definitely, please explain Cherish the Moment, you know what I'm saying, so we can get into it.
Well, you know what, I'll make it brief because, again, other people are waiting for you. That was another song that I was blessed to write that came from real life experiences. And this is the holidays. It's supposed to be a very happy time of year for everybody, and it may be, but there may be those who are silently dealing with things and, you know, projecting, thinking about next month and next year and all that. I just say to everybody, take a real deep, jazzy breath and just cherish the moment. And then go check out the music online from Miss Rita Shelby.
That's real. There we go. Ken said no better than that. Thank you, Miss Rita Shelby.
Well, thank you, DJ.
You are a lovely, lovely, lovely guest, and not saying that in a flirtatious way. But I was very impressed with, you know what I'm saying, just talking to you. Very honored to have you on my show. And your website, your pictures are beautiful. You're a very beautiful woman. So I want to wish you great success in everything that you do. And, I mean, you're welcome to definitely anytime come back, you know what I'm saying, or contact me by email. If you want to do a follow-up or got some new music, send to me and, you know, and all that. And I definitely continue to you know, keep you, I don't know, let me bring one more person because he wants to say something. This is another host that I'll be sending your music to. He and I'm going to emergency beam him in.
Okay.
You know,
oh, well, wonderful.
This is California. Goofy Bone, you was in the building. I think
no,
he's waiting on the, he's waiting on the.
Don't mind me, I'm hungover, ladies and gentlemen. Cedric James and Cowboys defeated the Raiders, and of course, the alcohol defeated me yesterday. Happy late Thanksgiving, everybody.
Thank you.
Well, this is Rita Shelby, Jazz Phenomena. It's a phenomena, ain't it, for females?
I'm saying phenomena. I'll take my facade.
Yeah.
Okay.
I gotta check the Wikipedia on that one.
Right,
you know,
take my rosary.
But,
right.
But yeah, this is Miss Rita Shelby, Jazz Phenomena. This is the artist, Miss Computer Lady, sent, you know what I'm saying, my way for an interview.
Oh, okay. Hey, how you doing, darling?
I'm feeling too jazzy cool, all right?
I'm pretty sure wherever your music goes, I will get a hold of it, and I will be playing it on my show, 186.Point Deuce, the worldwide radio show, as soon as I get a hold of it.
Well, thank you so much.
But knowing Miss Computer Lady, she sent it to me first, so I probably haven't checked my email. I'm sorry. I had a gobble-gobble day that gobbled me up, if you know what I mean. So
Well, gobble-gobble back at you. Don't hurt nobody out there today, okay?
Believe me, I'm not trying to. I'm just trying to recuperate from whatever the hell I did last night. But, hey, it's always good to hear somebody that's willing and ready to put out some new music, because these radio shows, they don't give no good music any hope nowadays. All it is just by the book. We got to play the song every hour, and people don't want to hear that. People want to hear varieties. So trust me, when we get your music, it will be playing on my radio show. I don't know. Smelly, you already playing it?
Yeah. I'm going to actually, I just got some tracks, so upload it. And
okay.
I'm actually finna play a track now. This is Cherish the Moment, because Miss Rita has to get up out the building. And,
okay,
and
well, Miss Rita, it was an honor to talk to you, darling, and I will be playing your music as soon as I receive it.
Well, thank you so much, and anybody in the Southern California area will be performing at the Aqua Lounge in Beverly Hills, 424 North Beverly Drive, Beverly Hills 90210, on December 22nd, so come on down and get your holiday jazz on.
Oh, I have a question to you, for you. Do you travel throughout California, or are you just mainly in Southern California?
We are looking at some spot dates to take on right now. You know, I'm
okay.
A jazzy working mom as well, you know.
Oh, okay.
So during the summer, I expect to be out there a lot more vigorously. We did perform on the Tom Joyner cruise this year. We did do a command performance for Tavis Smiley's company this year. We did the Seabird Lounge in Long Beach this year. So we're gaining fans and friends from all over. Right now, the music is currently being played in Germany, in France, in Australia. We got stations that just picked us up in New York and Indiana, and Vegas is rocking out, holding down this 40. So the message and the word and the music is getting out there. We're loving it, but it's still not just about us. It's about you and saying thank you to you all and encouraging people, you know, throughout the day, the stages and the days of their lives. Whatever you're going through in your music, we got you in a real cool and jazzy way. So cherish your moment today. Don't get caught up in Black Friday that you forget that the blessing is in every breath that you take. It's not about the bargain. It's about the blessing, and you are the blessing.
That's real. And don't go spending money that you ain't got. Don't go out there and talk about, oh, I got credit. Credit, you can forget it. That's why the world is going to hell in a handbasket now for this credit. So, people, if you ain't got it, you don't need it. Just because it's a Black Friday, it happens every single year. Same crap on the shelves every single year. So you ain't missing nothing.
All right. All right, guys. Well, thank you so very much. Enjoy, cherish the moment. Miss Computer Lady, you got my email address there, so hit me up. We'll talk family talk a little bit later and see if we're cousins. We probably are.
Rude. And Miss
okay,
PC, Donald, say,
well, I'm in Northern California, so if you ever come my way, believe me, we'll try to get you a spot to play at.
Oh, that'll be wonderful. Let's make it happen, okay?
Oh, I will. Don't worry. I'm in the works right now of getting us because we had a spot that we usually played at, and it's unfortunately it got shut down, so we're in the works of another spot, but that will be soon, so keep your fingers crossed.
There you go. Network.
Okay,
network.
I'm looking forward to being on your show.
No problem. Have a good day, darling.
All right, guys. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, Miss Rita, this is Cherish the Moment, and when I come back, we got another interview with guess who? Your boy DJ Smells So Good, man. That's crazy. No, man, your boy Smells So Good. I'm going to be interviewed after this song.
By who?
Stick around. Stick around. Check it out. It's Cherish the Moment, people. Right here live. Well, then get your... I'm going to keep it clean because Mrs.
That's right. That's
right.
Miss
Rita here. After she gone, it's on.
Happy holidays.
Hey, same to you, baby. Happy holidays to everybody. All right.
Bye-bye.
If I never get the love that I've been dreaming of, if I never get the hugs that I desire, if my knight in shining armor never comes along, and the only arms to hold me are my own. Long as I where I am now. It's a mystery to all my hopes and happiness. It's smoke and mirrors and my state of mind. I'll be all right. I will survive long as I have the presence of mind to cherish the
Rita Shelby, ladies and gentlemen. Rita Shelby. Wow. That was real. Shouts out to Rita Shelby, man. Y'all need to check her out. myspace.com/RITASHELBY. That's real. Rita Shelby, man. And, wow. She's a, let's see. Let me think of a new name. I can't say Jiff. Jazz artist I like to, yeah. All right, let me everybody blowing me up. Let me go ahead and bring everybody back up in here. Got my nigga Deuce on the line. I got Miss Michelle on the line from Two Man Army. I got 186 Point Deuce, Goofy Boom, all the way from California. And I see 229 up in here. All right, I'm going to try this out, y'all. I'm going to do a hard beam, see if I can bring everybody up in here. Let me spray this thing with my space lemon juice. Squeaky, squeaky, squeaky. Squeaky, squeaky. See if this works, y'all. Here we go. At the sound of the beam, goddammit, you was online. It starts to smell it, Pratt. Well, that was a short beam, but shit, you're still online. If it don't work, man, I have to beam the rest of y'all back in a second, so hold on. 229, I see you made it. Well, handy.
Yeah, that's me, my name. I like, man.
You're welcome. Look,
I like shake each other, but Deuce, he got I'm from the city, man. But I like shake each other a little bit better than I'm from the city, man.
Yeah, well, we're gonna have a problem with that on this interview too, because I only got two songs from the brother.
Yeah,
we had some technical difficulties linking up at the Tuesday night show.
And, well, tell him to get out and shake it, y'all there on now, man.
Hey, brother. What's your name? What's your name again?
Hey, they call me Highlight, man. I'm from my
Highlight. Well, hey, brother, I'm finna interview Deuce. If you want to stick around to hear what Deuce is really all about and what he's working with, I encourage you to hold on a quick second. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I'll stay right here and listen for you, man.
That's what I'm talking about, brother. Welcome to Starship Smelly Prize. This is Wrecking the Game Radio. I want to go ahead and tell you that, too. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and bring everybody up in here.
All right.
All right, y'all. Here we go. Let's try this one more again. You know what I'm saying? Let's try it one more again. Deuce, you got Deuce up in the building. Deuce, you there?
What's up, man?
All right. Goofy Bone, you there?
Yeah, I'm Highlight.
Okay, let me see. No, I got California. Goofy Bone's from actually from San Jose, California. You got 813 on the line. You got Cali on the line. You got a lot of people on the line. And let me bring Miss Yeah.
Well, what was the name of that homegirl that just played right now?
Rita Shelby.
My God, man, that's some love making music right
there. Bro, I tell you, bro, that's that. Yeah. I'm gonna be sending you. She got four tracks though. I'm gonna be sending you them tracks. You know what I'm saying?
Send it to me ASAP, man.
You know what I'm saying? When your show start, I'm gonna throw that over to you.
Okay.
Shout out. All right, y'all check this out, man. This is what's going to go down. I'm going to throw this little background music on. Miss Michelle, you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, listen. When at the start of the music, the show is yours for 10 minutes. You ready?
Okay. Y'all ready?
And what? Here we go. Run it. All right, this is the interview of Motherfucking Smell So Good, ladies and gentlemen. By the CEO, Miss Michelle, of the Two Man Army, you know what I'm saying? And, you're going to be interviewing me. So go ahead, run it. Anybody got some questions, man, ask your boy. You got 10 minutes. Well, actually, you got to get tell her first, though.
Well, I definitely want to thank you for the invitation to come on your show and have the opportunity to show love to our DJs. You know, DJs do go through many challenges. And also show love to a lot of independent artists like yourself and show a variety of music. And I do have the pleasure of having Two Man Army in the house today. And what I'd like to do is let them give a shout out to you, and we'll take it from there. Hold on.
What it do? It's your boy, Ben
Orr. What's happening with you?
That's real. What's happening, Two Man Army in the building? Don't forget, y'all. Y'all can check Two Man Army out on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Little interview I did with them boys from the on the set of Sunshine, new movie that we all in. Shouts out to Miss Buffy, you know what I'm saying, a.k.a. Miss Mouth, Gossip Diva. And y'all look out for that new movie coming up next year in 2010, due to release, I believe, June and July. New movie called Sunshine, you know what I'm saying? Starring Bonnie Bashay and Miss Janu. You know what I'm saying? But we all in that picture, including Two Man Army, doing a rap scene, holding it down in the kitchen, you know what I'm saying? Doing it real big. So, and my nigga Ashwood, shouts out to Ashwood. So, what's up, Two Man Army? How y'all doing, brothers?
We doing good. Like you said, shout out to all them. Shout out to you too, DJ Smelter.
That's real. I damn sure appreciate that, brother. I do appreciate that. Much love to y'all.
And you did the thing, got the video shoot to feel me and all that, man. And been working with you and all that. You feel me? So shout out to you, DJ Smell, so good, you feel me?
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. You know what I'm saying? I hold it down, man. You be real with me, I'm going to be real with you. You know what I'm saying?
I think.
Real.
You
what's up?
Y'all can also check us out at the website, officialtwomenarmy.com, or myspace.com/twomenarmy112.
Man, there you go. Y'all hit them up for collabos or whatever, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Get out them boys. They're doing real big things. Yeah, as a matter of fact, y'all got some shows coming up or something?
Yes, we actually have some big news we just received. We are the 2010 nominee for the A&R Music Awards. We just got word yesterday. We're very excited. This is a great breakthrough for our group. We are competing as a day-to-day idol show for $10,000 amongst our peers in our group for our music. So we are practicing and heading up for that. We do have three upcoming shows next month. One is a birthday bash for Two Man Army and a single release party. So we're really excited. They're going to be dropping their EP next month, and this is really a great movement for us.
Well, everybody come out and show your voice and love, you feel me?
That's real. That's real. Definitely that. Definitely that. Okay. Well, run it, Miss Michelle. Let's run it.
Okay.
Run it. What else
you
got for me?
The official Two Man Army website. We are launching a campaign for our newsletter, and it's a fan newsletter, and just basically gives opportunity for upcoming artists, DJs, producers to basically get information out on our website, so that we can feature you guys, because you guys do put in so much work. And what I really wanted to get to with you today is, you know, tell me some of your challenges or things that you've done to help other artists and other producers come out in the field.
Oh, wow. Let me see. My background dates back to R.I.P. Kitty K, you know what I'm saying, who was my influence for really getting into indie music, period, Unsigned Hype. He ran the on 88.5, the Underground Railroad, and he was the first one in Tampa, Florida, Tampa Bay, to really break open the scene as far as the FM radio and give Unsigned Hype, you know what I'm saying, exposure through the Underground Railroad, which aired 12 a.m. to 3 a.m. in the morning every Saturday night. I used to sit up every Saturday night, you know what I'm saying, back in 95, that's when tapes were still out. So I used to sit there, listen to the whole program, make a tape up, go back, you know what I'm saying, re-edit the tape, cut out all the little commercials, and then I was on the streets, you know what I'm saying, pushing tapes. And then from there, and a couple of years later, you know, I was just doing tapes for friends and stuff, really wasn't really into as far as the business. CDs jumped into the business, and my actual professional business is called What Smells So Good. I'm registered with the state of Florida over 7 years now. I sell incense, body oils, lotion, soaps, all that kind of good stuff. That's actually where the name Smells So Good comes from. The DJ aspect came from when I hooked up with Janu, my artist, Miss Janu. You can check out on myspace.com/Janu the Princess. And when she stepped to me, the first time she stepped to me, she was like, "I'm Janu, I'm an unsigned artist. I just need help breaking my record." Once I really started focusing on breaking that record, that's when I kind of started meeting up with just different DJs, different producers, A&R reps, beat makers, pretty much everything. That's when I met DJ Headbuster with the when they did the coalition meeting, the Bay Area coalition meeting. That was helping out artists, and then just from there, I just kind of basically developed Reckoning Game Entertainment. Because it's a lot of haters out there that DJs, well as artists, well as fellow artists, you know what I'm saying, that don't want to see the next person come up. And that don't work in this game. It takes everybody. It takes the DJ to break the artist. It takes the artist to support the DJ in order to get them broken, in order to get them onto the radio. But then it takes the radio, all of us, just for them to even function. You know what I'm saying? So Reckoning Game Entertainment is what I created. We deliver great entertainment, you know what I'm saying, and I smash anybody who don't believe in my concept of smashing indie artists' records. I don't break records. We smash records. That's what we do. When you hear it, and you hear it on a bicycle, that's when you know your music is out there. When a nigga's riding with your shit on a Sony, that's when you know your music is out there. Just because your homeboys is listening to your music, that don't mean your music is out there. Just because your auntie gave it to two of your cousins, that don't mean your music is out there. And you got people that walk up to you and be like, man, hey, I got this track from Smell, man. That song there is banging. Like Deuce. This brother right here, I mean, you hear all these people calling in, and I promise you, every single day, almost every single day of the week, of the week, somebody calling in and request this brother's music. And he's an unsigned artist. You feel me? And so him and artists like him and artists like Ja New, real DJs like myself and DJ Smooth, DJ Storm, DJ Party Time, these are artists that are, and DJs that are out here that actually support the indie artists and want to see an indie artist come up, you know what I'm saying, and want to see someone like yourself, you know what I'm saying, win contests and actually do what they, you know what I'm saying, do what we're supposed to do in this industry, man. Put Tampa on the map. Put the world, you know what I'm saying, put Tampa on the map to the world. And that's what we all here for. That's what we're striving for.
Are you currently a part of any DJ coalition at this time?
Regular Game Entertainment.
Okay, that's what's up.
Let me correct that real quick. Shouts out to MotorHipHop.com. I am a sucker-proof DJ, so I have to correct that. Y'all can check us out, MotorHipHop.com. My dog Motor is putting it on the map for, you know what I'm saying, all the indie artists, representing Florida real heavy, man. So y'all make sure y'all check that out. Sucker-proof DJs, man. We shutting every DJ network down, period.
Yes, every Sunday, 5 to 7 on MotorHipHop.com. And but I have a house full of fans, and along with Two Man Army, and they wanted to see if you could shout out that YouTube address because they would like to share it with everyone here.
Oh, well, tell me the YouTube link, and then I'll share it in the chat room so everybody can go and check it out right
now. Okay, the one for where they did the rap scene at the movie.
Okay. No. That scene, y'all got to wait on that, because I got it. I ain't uploaded to YouTube.
Oh,
so
okay.
I'm just saying, y'all look out for that.
No.
Y'all look out for that. Matter of fact, this is what I do. Give me probably, y'all got to go to the interview. Check back within 30 minutes, and when y'all check back within 30 minutes, because I can do it while I'm on the show, and I will upload that one clip, you know what I'm saying, of just Two Man Army, so everybody can go and check that out on YouTube. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I just want to give a shout out to you because, you know, I really enjoyed the show. I really enjoyed your presence and how you connect with people and how you're able to really stay professional and reach out to people that you want to get, you know, hear your voice. And I feel the passion that you have for music in your voice. And it's just been a real pleasure just to meet you and see you do your thing. You know, DJs are so responsible for, you know, breaking and smashing records, and it's such an asset to the industry. And so, like I said, I do want to feature your grind and your movement on our newsletter, and definitely get some fans following you because that's what it's all about is, you know, people joining together because music is a part of history, and it's changed so much up to now that, you know, we definitely have to put our hearts in it. For people to truly step up to the plate and appreciate real music.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I want to just give one advice to all artists out there, man. If you deal with a brother like me or a sister, you know what I'm saying, a sister DJ that really want to focus on supporting you, really show some support for that DJ, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't going to name no names, but I got artists that I support, you know what I'm saying, and I've been pushing their music, but they don't really understand. They ain't showing the love they supposed to. You feel me? I mean, I give every day of my life to indie artists, and that's what I do from 12 p.m. until I go to sleep. You know what I'm saying? I'm all about indie and indie artists coming up, entertainers, no matter what genre, no matter if you spin fire, spin on your head, you know what I'm saying? Nobody don't know about you. It's my job to get them to know about you. You know what I'm saying? So support me. That's all I ask. If you got somebody that's down for you, support that person. You know what I'm saying? As long as they ain't got you in their best interest, and they ain't, you know, sending your music to nowhere land, You know what I'm saying? Stick with that person. I'm going to ride till the wheels fall off. You know what I'm saying? As long as you ride with me.
Yeah. So, I feel you on that. And like I said, you know, we do have to step out because we have to get to our practice and rehearsal. But, again, I don't want this to be our last time intervening on your show. I want to come back. I did send you some tracks out. For Two Man Army to your email this morning.
But this is the other thing. This is the other thing. When y'all send me tracks, it's not a problem with me, but other people don't have converters because you send it as a WAV file. And it takes too long to upload, so I have to convert it into an MP3. So I actually have the tracks when I'm gone and Show Don't Stop, Show Stop Done. So whichever one you want to run before you get up out of here, we're going to run that. And then I'm coming back with my dog Deuce, you know what I'm saying, and I'm going to interview him and do what it do.
Yes, I wanted to thank everybody that's in the show listening today, and I definitely want to hear more of you guys' music. I do artist management and development and marketing and promotions. I've been in the business now for about 3 years, and I definitely appreciate independent artists because they work so hard and their passion is so strong. And like I said, we were recently nominated by Slip and Slide DJs, Core DJs, and Sucker Proof DJs. We got 10 nominations total for our nomination for the American, 2010 A&R Music Awards. And it had been for those said DJs that appreciate real music or appreciate art, independent artists in general, not just saying just Two Man Army, but the whole movement as a whole, breaking records and giving opportunities to people just like yourself. And so I just want to, you know, show love and thank you so much for having me on your show today.
That's real. Well, check this out. Before I get you off the line, I'm gonna close you out with one of your songs, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead and tell me which one, you know what I'm saying, y'all currently kind of trying to really get out there. When I'm Gone or Show Stop Done, because I haven't really got a chance to listen to either track. This will be my first time listening to it right here on the show.
Well, actually, I sent you Concrete and Get Loose. Those are the two primary songs. That When I'm Gone and Showstopper were songs that we have performed over the last year where we got a standing ovation on our last show for the two new songs that we have out, which is I Crank and Takeover, and that's on our website. I didn't send you those, but right now we're just pushing Come Creep and Get Loose. And I
like I say, I was trying to upload them until I found out it was WAV files. So
you can play any one of them, but basically, just give you a little taste of Two Man Army. But like I say, if you want to hear more of our music, you can reach us out and sign our guest book at www.theofficialtwomanarmy.com. And once you sign the guest book, you'll be able to get on our newsletter, and we can send you out and keep you in the loop of, what the industry is doing.
All right. Well, hey, that's what's up. That's Miss Michelle, everybody, the CEO of the Two Man Army. And she got a clothing line coming out. Y'all make sure y'all look out for that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That real quick.
That's going to come out spring of next year. It's going to be a 2MA line and a So Pretty line for the females.
All right. And we're going to get into this Show Stop Done. This is by the Two Man Army. We're coming back, y'all, with Deuce in the motherfucking house, man. Right here live
on
Record Game Radio. Yeah. Here we go, y'all.
Shout her like a stripper. She got down her zipper. Belly button ring. Caught the whole team. I like the way she slide down the pole. Bring it back up, then give me some more. Then let the man know you don't need him no more. Come over here and give me some more. Bend over, touch your toes, bend the thing real low. The way you're swinging the thing is more like a pro. I like the way you walk across the stage in your high heels, doing your thing. Got your boy going crazy in the brain. Made me put down my drink. Damn, girl, you doing your thing. The mama bad, she got the whole team watching. The mama bad, I'm like, yeah, this girl show stopping. She hit a pose, bow leg, and then she look back. She winked the eye, I'm like, yeah, I'm finna catch that. She hit the dance floor and start rolling that thing. I'm like, yeah, bro, yeah, it must be the drink. She got the drink in her system, I'm like, that's what's up. The mama throw it up, the mama throw it up. She see me watching from the corner of her eye. Then I slid up on and did a body so right, ayy. And it was on for the rest of the night, okay. Show stop, little mama, show stop. I just drop, drop, drop. I just drop, drop.
that booty up and down while you're working that pole. Shorty, don't stop. Yeah, you know I like that. Go ahead, show stop and make them other hoes mad. Go ahead, girl. Drop it low to the floor. Drag that booty up and down while you're working that pole. Shorty, don't stop. Yeah, you know I like that. Go ahead, show stop and make them other hoes mad. She turned around and had me hypnotized. I ain't gon' lie. When she drop it to the floor, she caught my eye. I said, little mama, let's go take a ride. Baby girl, sit back and just relax. You man ain't gotta know why I bring you right back. And I'ma take you to the spot, watch it last. And do your body right, yeah, girl, that's a fact. And if the vibe is right, I'ma take you home with me tonight. And I hope the next morning you can tell your man he real tripe. And you can tell him my name is Young R, baby, doing this thing. And I'm the one putting the pipe down on you, lady. I stepped in the club with a pocket full of sacks. Seen Shawty Red, knew I had to get that. The way she made that thing jump and then it vibrate. I promise to you, dog, I thought it was an earthquake. She rolled, and probably then she really dropped it low. My mama wasn't playing, yeah, she worked it like a pro. I seen it in the cut, rolling like some 24s. And when she dropped, she screamed, I forget the mother hoes. I ran into Shawty, yeah, at the club. I couldn't lie, yeah, she had to show your boy some love. She hopped in the whip, yeah, she really wanted pipe. I had to go ahead and let Shawty spend the night. Go ahead, girl. Drop her to the floor, twerk that booty up and down like you working that pole. Shorty, don't stop. Yeah, you know I like that. Go ahead, show stop and make them other hoes mad. Drop, 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 drop. I make
her
sweat. I make
her
sweat. I make
her
sweat, girl.
I
make
her
sweat.
Yeah, two. What to do? Hard, this Q Phrase over here on Trey 4 with FTP. That's DJ Fight the Power hanging out, doing what to do. We lit hanging out on the corner of Trey 4, always keeping it lit. That's well educated and literate, y'all. Don't forget about Chelsea down here with DJ FTP. Come on, man, gotta get some of that fried fish, y'all.
That's real. One more.
Yeah, we live here on 34th, man. DJ smells so good, you know what I'm talking about? We got that good old cannon for you. Sleepy J on the world. I'm both fucked up right now, but I don't mean shit. At the same time, though, I'm still gonna rock Trey 4 regardless. That's my life. Trey 4 for life.
Let me get some of that. SFN Visuals in the building too, goddammit. You know we always on 34. Y'all need to go ahead, come down here, check this out. We got everything that a nigga need in the hood right here. Oh yeah, even though I don't go to it. myspace.com/SFN Visuals. That's just real nigga shit. Y'all can hit me up. Trey 4, Wrecking the Game Entertainment. Party time, smell good. This nigga here.
Yeah, that's real. It's my nigga Sleepy J, SFM Visuals. Shouts out to them boys. If you want to send me a drop, man, send it to smellybtr@live.com. SmellyBTR@live.com. No music, please, because I can do that my motherfucking self. Yeah. All right, people, you already know what time it is, man. It's time to get the motherfucking shit to pop it. You know what I'm saying? Get this gutter shit going down. I'm finna bring in the motherfucking, I ain't got no championship music and all that shit, but I'm finna bring in this motherfucking nigga right here. King of the Coco's Lounge Tuesday nights. You know what I'm saying? Most requested song on motherfucking Wrecking the Game Radio to date. And yeah, we bringing in motherfucking, hold on. Let me get my round of applause ready. Let me get this nigga a proper introduction real quick. Hold on, Deuce. You know, cause yeah, brother, you earned that. You know what I'm saying? Let me go ahead and bring this in right here like this. Motherfucking Deuce, y'all. Let's welcome Deuce to the show. Welcome Deuce to the show. Everybody, welcome Deuce to the motherfucking show, y'all. That's what I'm talking about. Give it up for motherfucking Deuce and his gift. Yeah, man. Deuce! Welcome to the motherfucking show, homie. What the fuck is happening?
Shit, man. It's all night. I needed a fall, man.
You want them long turkey nights, too. You know what I'm saying? You got like 4 pounds of turkey up off in you. Six blunts and a quarter that deal.
Yeah, man.
Oh, well, then you feeling like everybody else. You feeling like everybody else. Let me welcome to the show, my brother. This is Deuce, y'all, representing 813. You know what I'm saying? Tampa, Florida. And this is how we do it right here. You know what I'm saying? Real street soldier. You know what I'm saying? Met this brother at Coco's Lounge. You know what I'm saying? Open mic night. Each and every night. Tuesday night, that is. You know what I'm saying? Real big. TampaRap.com. Need to check us out, man, right here in Tampa Bay, Florida, off of Hillsborough and 40th Street. You know what I'm saying? We do it real big. Y'all can even come in there and get your karaoke on with DJ Smooth. He's doing it real big. You know what I'm saying? Deuce, man, what's happening today, brother? I mean, I see you're recovering from the turkey day. You know what I'm saying? How was your turkey day, man?
Everything was straight, man. How about yourself, man? Shouts out to DJ Smell So Good, my nigga. I appreciate everything you do for independent artists, man.
Oh, this how we rap, man. This how this is what we do. Real nigga network. You know what I'm saying? Real nigga doing real thing. And tell the world, man, because you know I know you, brother. I done met this superstar personally, so you know what I'm saying. Tell the world who you are, brother. Explain yourself. What is Deuce?
Man, Deuce is another young man trying to get in this industry, man. I've been through some things. You know what I'm saying? I rep the 81 trade. I rep the shits all over the nation, man. No lie, man. But, you know, I'm working hard, man, trying to do what I do, man. That's Deuce, man. And trying to get signed and trying to get all type of old stuff done, man. You know?
All right, so how long you been doing your thing? Let me kick some music up real quick, get some background music. Boy, how long you been doing your thing though?
I've been rapping. I've been writing music. But I've been trying to do this music for at least about 7-8 years now.
So what really made you go ahead and put your foot down and hit the gas?
Shit, penitentiary, man. Oh, when I got off paper, man, 4-5 years ago, when I got off that paper, man, you know, I said I want to never look back at that shit. I don't want to never look back at that shit. So when I got knocked up, I started really taking the music real serious. I started writing, expressing my feelings. I learned how to express me, how to express my feelings, man, and get a lot of shit. You know, saying I dump this shit off on everybody else how I feel. So, you know, just to make me feel good. And that's what made me just push it, man. Just being, just your life, man.
That's funny, because most people that come out as ordained preachers and shit. I was fucking with you.
It's life, man. Yeah. It's real.
Yeah, that's real, man. That is definitely real. So, I mean, as far as, you know, you've been pushing music for like 3 years now. What kind of success have you seen from it?
Part success, man, you get these old doubts in the club. You get people, you know, they think, you know, they love you. You know, they like your shit. And, you know, but I ain't really got a whole lot of success, you know. It's up there in Georgia, but everybody playing my shit. I don't, man, you know. Really, I just focus on making music and doing what people feel like, man, and feeling, feel deuce, you know what I'm saying? Not these other niggas that deuce.
Yeah, know that. Well, I'm gonna tell you, brother. I mean, from, and I know, you know, at first I thought you was calling in, disguising your voice and shit. You know what I'm saying? But then after subsequent people started calling in, and a couple of females called in, you know what I'm saying, representing Tampa and the other area codes. I mean, from Miami, Fort Lauderdale. I forgot other than that, he was repping Georgia. Fort Trey was repping somewhere around here. So it's like, man, people was calling. People was really feeling the music. You know what I'm saying, which to me is very impressive that you unsigned, not even in the streets, like standing on the corner trying to, you know what I'm saying, get your shit out there. You feel me? I mean, really, your shit blew up off of one club, Coco's Lounge. You know what I'm saying? At least as far as this radio station. And I'm going to tell you the truth. I mean, I've been pushing Janu heavily on here. And motherfuckers ain't calling in like they calling in for your song. And her shit on business cards and everything else. You know what I'm saying? So, really, it comes down to the dedication of the artist, man. And I guess if you true about your shit, because in the music that people can identify with, because she makes club music. Your music ain't no motherfucking club music, but your music reaches to the majority of the masses, at least in Tampa, Florida, and that's ex-felons and ex-cons, you feel me? And that's the music that's actually missing in the streets, because we still need a representation for the thugs. You know what I'm saying? All this Juke City shit, booty shaking shit, yeah, that's cool. But, I mean, you still need to get in touch with the artists themselves. Let the artists be them. Don't make it mandatory for them motherfuckers to have to make no damn get out of their arena, you know what I'm saying, just to be heard. So that's why I'm here. So you ain't got to get out your arena. You ain't got to bring me no that shake it fast, you know what I'm saying, unless you just want the world to hear another side of you. But bring to the forefront you, you know what I'm saying, what is Deuce, that's you. If Deuce ain't booty shaking, fuck that booty shaking. You bring what the hell, you know what I'm saying, that real nigga shit. So that's why I deal with you, brother, honestly, you know what I'm saying? Well, damn, and I'm kind of talking to myself because dudes done fell off. But, you know, I still play that off. Y'all wouldn't even never known that. You know what I'm saying? But he coming back. He on that Boost Mobile, y'all. You know, he got a new BlackBerry phone and shit. You know what I'm saying? That's what y'all niggas get for getting them old big high-tech expensive phones and shit. Yeah. Nigga, I'm on a $50 phone, and I'm secure. Y'all balling out on the BlackBerry, little itty-bitty-ass buttons. You sensitive and shit. You touch it. Man, I can't. Listen, I got big-ass working slap a nigga face hands. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got time to be all that. I can't see the digits. Hell no. But anyways, let's get it, cause I got like 14 minutes up, and I definitely want to get into both of your tracks. You know what I'm saying? But I want to do this kind of. Nah, fuck that. Do it the way you want to do it. I can't cry. You just tell me about each one and whichever one you want to run first. Of course, the hit singles, I'm from the city, so, you know.
We're going to run that one first, man. I'm from the city. All right,
this is how we're going to introduce the world to motherfucking Deuce. When they can hit you up, man, what, you know what I'm saying, see some more info, bio, or whatever on you, information.
You can go to Deuce the Great 13 / MySpace.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's a little, that's backwards, y'all, because if y'all go looking that shit up, y'all ain't going to find that.
And you can also go to Coco's every Tuesday night. You know what I'm talking about?
Hey, it's myspace.com/. There you go. Now see it.
You see it?
Yeah, you said it backwards. You know what I'm saying? It's actually myspace.com.
/ Deuce the Great. Okay.
There you go. Bam. Deuce the motherfucking Great. 13, right?
Yeah. 13.
Yeah, Deuce the Great. Yeah. All right. Here we go, y'all. We finna get in this motherfucking singer right here. If y'all feeling this, please hit me up at smellybtr@live.com. I will send you this track. I don't care if you in Iraq with a bomb on your back. You know what I'm saying? I'll send it to you. It's going now live, man. We got Deuce in the building. Still got Miss Michelle holding it down. Shouts out to the two-man army and everybody out there showing love. This is Wrecking the Game Radio. You know what I'm saying? Home of the independent artists. Because indie artists are the superstars of me, baby. So let's go. Rep my motherfucking shit. Yeah. Shouts out to Miss PC, Miss Computer Lady for holding it down. Ohio in the building.
Dogs in the fucking pen. Two times for my cousin, they got life big. I bring it raw, nigga. This how I represent. I do it for my dogs. This how I represent. Me, I'm an ex-con, dicky wearing drug dealer. No, I don't sell dope, but I will kill you. No, I won't kill you, but you gotta feel me. The way I bring it, these soft niggas be catching feelings. You fell off because your rhymes made it PG. You couldn't handle the line like in the city street. You bought them holes, so the bottom where you should be.
You just a rap nigga, the bottom where you should be.
I'ma make this little pussy nigga kill me. Y'all fuck with you, all rock with you. Get the picture, nigga, wouldn't even smoke a blunt with you. Fuck a punchline, I'd rather choke the glot and grind. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. And I represent it. I'm finna get on. I'm about to get on. I'm finna get on, nigga. I'm about to get on. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. Look how I represent it. I'm finna get on. I'm about to get on. I'm finna get on, nigga. I'm about to
get on.
This for them beer poppers, dust and weed smokers. Tell me why this college boy think this game a joke. Oh, you in love with Becky? Oh, you a trip for Becky? I said my home girl, let you make him get naked. Oh, my mama, I hope you buck, nigga, I wanna wet you. And take that little cheese straight to the strip club. And for that cheap chain, I'll probably get my dicks up. And show them hoes how the real niggas show love. Where I'm from? Lame nigga from the damn street. Ain't got problems like the big homie Tom G. Ain't got a revolver, buddy, you pussy nigga, fuck with me. Yeah, I got a revolver, buddy, you pussy nigga, fuck with me. When I was locked up, this was all a damn
dream. Doing shows, counting dope was all a damn dream. I'ma go out like a soldier, nigga, Pierce. I'ma go out like a soldier, nigga, Pierce. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. And I represent it. I'm finna get on. I'm about to get on. I'm finna get on, nigga. I'm about to get on. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. Look how I represent it. I'm finna get on. I'm about to get on. I'm finna get on, nigga. I'm about to get on. See my homegirl Tasha, she just called a beat. No need to worry, I'ma look out for them damn kids. I do it for my dogs, this how I represent. See why y'all niggas out there doing all this juke rapping? I know hoes that'll clap, clack, clack, clack. Put something hot through that sweaty ass skull cap. I know I talk shit, but I got love for y'all. Long as you keep it gangsta, shawty, you my fucking dog. I give a fuck about the shaking ass in the club. See, I respect the hustle. A hustle is a hustle. So when you see me in the street, mommy, say what's up. I ain't like these lame niggas, they just wanna fuck. I know you doing what you do, shawty, to make a buck. Rent, dude, you gotta get it. I know you cross a lot of lame niggas out here slipping. Fuck with your boy, you know now, Deuce with it. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga, and I represent it. I'm finna get on. I'm about to get on. I'm finna get on, nigga. I'm about to get on. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. Look how I represent it. I'm finna get on. I'm about to get on. I'm finna get on, nigga. I'm about to get on. Yeah.
Wow. 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 All I can say is wow.
Straight up, man, that's motherfucking Deuce right there. Let me bring my nigga back up in this motherfucker, y'all. Y'all ain't really feeling that music, man. If you ain't no motherfucking thug, man, if you ain't stole nothing in your life, been to motherfucking prison, killed somebody, you know what I'm saying? Or went through some shit, man. Hey, y'all better listen to these lyrics, man. We from the city, yo. Deuce, you up in the building, man. 229.
I'm talking about Deuce, man. I was trying to get Deuce down and if I lost to Georgia to do a New Year's party for me, man. Yeah, can you hook that up for me?
That's where you calling from, about Dowster? That's where the 229 is?
Yeah, well, with Baptist Georgia, man. Yeah.
Okay, well, check this out. How much you talking about? Because you talking about traveling, nigga, we there.
But I really ain't got the crowd together. See, I'm a DJ myself, man, you know. But that's what really make it good. But especially with that shake, shake, shake each other, man, at the strip club. It'll be real nice to have him now.
Now, do you have that track?
Yeah, I got it, but I wonder why y'all don't play it on the air.
Well, honestly, brother, he just gave me that track, what, Tuesday night? You know what I'm saying? Because I've been pushing the track that you just heard. I'm from the city.
Yeah, I'm from the city.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And honestly, we got so much juke shit down here, all that booty shaking shit, I get kind of played out of that. I work in the strip club, you feel me? So
okay.
I like to hit the other side of an artist, you know what I'm saying? And the for you to even be on the line and tell me that his music is in Georgia, and you feel me? That's all I need to hear. That's all I need. I don't even want you to play I'm from the city there. I want you to just concentrate on that song that you've got. Because that's how
shake,
we break records all the way around the world, man. That's
okay,
real.
All
right. y'all, this is what I'm saying. Y'all hear this right here. This is 813 Wrecking the Game Radio. But y'all hear about Dallas, Georgia up in here requesting this brother's music. And this is a song that I ain't even played on this show. But how the hell he got it? You feel me? Shit.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. DJ, what's your DJ name, brother?
Highlight, man. I'm DJ Highlight,
yeah,
man.
DJ Highlight, like the Miller. That's what I'm drinking on right now, Miller Highlight.
Yes, sir.
You know
it's Highlight DJ.
But
yes,
I live the high life. And I got Deuce on the line, brother, you know what I'm saying, doing an interview with him. You can say what's up.
Hey, can I holler at him a minute?
What's up? What's up, Highlight? DJ Highlight.
Hey, man, I sure like to see you down here, man. Because, I've been pushing that shaky shawty, man, and it sounds good. And every time I get in the club with it, man, they bounce to that, man. And I sure like to have you, to give you a live show, man.
Write down my phone number.
Okay.
I said hold. Yeah, you can't hold on to that. Unless you want to put your number out there, because this show is recorded.
No,
you
don't want to do that. Now, just email me, deucethegreat13@hotmail.com. Okay, I got to go, but I'll be with you, Deuce, okay? Because I got to run somewhere, man. All right, I'll catch you later. Bye-bye.
Man, that's real. Shouts out to, I need his number, too. I needed his number. You got his number, too, though? 204, I think that's what his number is. Because I definitely need to keep in contact with him to send him, you know what I'm saying? That's a lick, nigga. You messing with the right one. We'll be in Valdosta shit next weekend. Fuck around. You get a venue.
Okay.
You know, it's nothing, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't damn sure I ain't finna go on no free shit, you know what I'm saying? We got to get paid, But
sure.
We got a couple more minutes, man. Go ahead and tell me about this I Can't Cry real quick, man. Let's get into this.
Well, you know, I was real depressed at the time, man, going through it, and, you know, just going through it, man, and just, you know, I lost, it's around this time of the year when I wrote that song, you know, it's Thanksgiving and shit, you know, I lost my mom. Lost my grandma, lost my cousin, man. She killed herself right there in West Tampa, man. You know, my mama, she died on Nebraska, man. I try to get to them so hard to let them know, look, and I was in a situation where I couldn't even cry, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? So when I get the niggas with this music shit, when I get to them, that's how I get to them, relentless. You know, I try to get to them relentless. I don't try to be soft about it because it ain't come at me soft, my nigga. Life didn't come at me soft. So
yeah,
I can't get to them soft. You feel me?
Really?
That's
how I wrote the song, man. Damn. Well, we've been getting this I Can't Cry. I play this bitch in motherfucking Coco's Lounge, and niggas' mouth dropped. Chicks is like, damn. You know what I'm saying? If you've been incarcerated, you know somebody been incarcerated, or you just been through some shit that, you know, it hit you so hard that you just can't release no tears. You want to. You know you're supposed to, but sometimes them tears just don't drop for whatever reason. This song is for you. Right here, this is Deuce. I Can't Cry right here on Record of the Game Radio. Starship Smelly Pride. Here we go.
The game ain't based on sympathy. It is what it is.
For sure.
No, I can't cry, I can't cry, I can't cry. No, I can't cry, I can't cry. I lost my mama, man. I lost my grandma, man. I lost my cousin, man. When I was in the pen. I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry. I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry. I lost my mama, man. I lost my grandma, man. I lost my cousin, man. When I was in the pen. Damn, I can't believe that I'm going through this. 105 soaking wet, nigga, my first bid. I ran the streets, I had to eat when nothing easy about it. Kicked out of my uncle's house when I was 17. I was lost in this world, it wasn't a fucking joke. Did nobody give a shit, did nobody give me shit. Y'all wouldn't care if you find me somewhere fucking slain, bitch. So I sold crack, in and out, I'm getting it back. 75 and 95, I made it look easy. Cause I never let you niggas know when I'm fucking creeping. Peeping game, huh? I see y'all niggas participating. Y'all ain't hating, y'all just some niggas that's out here trying to make it. Make mistakes when you fucking with Deuce the Great. Ain't shit equal when these crackers, they don't wanna see ya. I keep a 4-5 hot like a fucking fever. I come harder like a shot out and I'm a dying floor. I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry. I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry. I lost my mama, man. I lost my grandma, man. I lost my cousin, man, when I was in the pen. I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry. I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry. I lost my mama, man. I lost my grandma, man. I lost my cousin, man, when I was in the pen. Look, God, I understand how we be kicking it. Niggas be talking shit and they really want us to give it up. I ain't ass kissing niggas, this for the love of us. Hold the preachers pimping, God, and I can feel you hurt. Fuck a church, reverend, unless it got a smoking session. You ain't teach my grandma shit in your Sunday lesson. I was second guessing, that's why I stayed in smoking sessions. Tell me why my grandma died when I was in the pen. Tell me why my mama died when I was in the pen. Tell me why my cousin put that pistol in her mouth. Hurt my heart when my cousin blew her fucking brains out. Say that shit, pastor, we all trying to make it happen. I say a prayer for him, God, send his ass to hell. Manipulating your people, send his ass to hell. I know you wonder how I say what I
say, because I got my own faith, and my mama died with AIDS, nigga. I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry, I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry. I lost my mama, man, I lost my grandma, man, I lost my cousin, man, when I was in the pen. I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry, I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry. I lost my mama, man, I lost my grandma, man, I lost my cousin, man, when I was in the pen, when I was locked up. Nigga, you ain't see a damn thing. All I wanted was a letter that said you feel my pain. All I got was counterfeit lies and some fucking dreams. Real niggas, I know you out there, can you feel me? This nigga ain't real, dawg. This nigga ain't real, dawg. 9 times out of 10, my nigga in the pen, your ass will be washing drawers. I ain't holding my nuts, my nigga. It take a real man to walk in my shoes. 34-00-88, so nigga, take a real man to walk in my boots. Fuck nigga, I pay my dues. Do you know what it feel like to be locked in a two-man room in a fist fight? I'ma show you what's real like. Yeah, I'll beat a motherfucker till his ass can't see sight. Got 20 years, gave him 10 bite. Got 20 years, gave him 10 bite, my nigga. I got tired of all that bullshit, my nigga. Nigga telling me this, telling me that. You know who I'm talking to, my nigga. Keep it real, my nigga. Know what I'm saying? And now I'm supposed to have sympathy for your feelings, nigga. I ain't like that, my nigga. I can't motherfucking cry, dawg. I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry. I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry. I lost my mama, man. I lost my grandma, man. I lost my cousin, man, when I was in the pen. I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry. I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry. I lost my mama, man. I lost my grandma, man. I lost my cousin, man, when I was in the pen. Game ain't based on sympathy. I know that firsthand. Believe that.
That's Deuce right there, people. We is out the building. Thank y'all for riding out with Wrecking the Game Entertainment Radio, a.k.a. the Starship Smelly Prize. Thank you to Two Man Army, Miss Michelle, CEO. Thanks to Deuce. Thanks, Miss Rita Shelby, for coming through. Thank everybody for supporting this network. This is Real Nigga Network, man. Real DJs breaking real artist music and really, you know what I'm saying, showing y'all a whole nother side of this industry, man. And this is how the industry is supposed to be ran. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to holler at y'all tomorrow, you know what I'm saying, on the streets, because y'all know I don't hold it down on the radio on the weekends. I get out and do my thing. Come back next week. We're going to be here live, doing it real big, you know what I'm saying, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend to tell a friend, man. And if you got some music on here, you know what I'm saying, tell everybody to call into this number, 347-237-5125, and keep your music in rotation. That's very important. Just like the FM AM radio, you have to learn to keep your music in rotation and build a fan base. Fans going to come to you, but you still have to work hard to keep fans. Understand that. Shots out. Much love from 813-TAMPA-FLA. You already know it's your boy DJ Smell So Good, man. Got much love for everybody. Peace.